Howdy, folks. I see in the paper where a fella that met his wife on the train is suing the railroad company for damages. This is Pat Buttram, and Double Mint Chewing Gum is happy to have you with us again for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. But in spite of all you do to entertain yourself, there comes a time in everyone's life when a person begins to worry about getting old. We Buttrams, we're all long livers. Octogenerans, we are known as, down home there. My uncle Enos, he lived to be over 100. And even then, he was so healthy that he insisted on walking to the cemetery for his own funeral. Now, Uncle Enos used to say that there's no use worrying about the future as long as you're in it. And growing old, he'd say, is nothing to worry about when you stop to consider the alternative. The disease you got to watch out for, Uncle Enos said, is work. Oh, he'd rather go hungry than get up out of his rocking chair and walk into the dining room. He had no ambition, not a whit. Ambition is a fine thing, he'd say, but it'll get you into a lot of work. But, you know, that doesn't always figure. If it's your ambition to have nicer looking teeth, well, you try chewing Double Mint gum after every meal. That'll help keep your teeth clean and attractive, and you'll sure enjoy it. And here's a child with lots of ambition. Sings pretty good, too. Paula Richards singing How High the Moon.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine, you would come to me soon. Until you will have still my heart, how high the moon. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine, you would come to me soon. Until you will have still my heart, how high the moon.
Well, thank you, Paula. You know, I was talking about my Uncle Enos a while ago. The nearest thing to work he ever did was chew Double Mint gum. And if that's work, I'm president of the union. Uncle Enos, he got more relaxation and enjoyment out of chewing Double Mint than most anybody I ever knew. When any of us kids came in the house, he'd always say, got an extra stick of Double Mint, bub? And it got so we wouldn't let him have any Double Mint unless he went down to the store and got it himself. Aunt Petunia, she said, said it was the only way she could get him out of his rocking chair long enough to sweep under it. He'd say, if they'd have had double mint when I was young, he'd say, my mouth would have been so doggone happy, I'd have taken up whistling. Well, in the years to come, here's hoping my great-grandnephews and nieces will have the same happy memories of their Uncle Pat Double Mint Buttram. Speaking of memories, here's a bunch of fellows whose memories go back a long, long ways. It's the Buttram Symphony playing a real fine selection for you. Name of that was. Some claim it's I've Been Working on the Railroad, but there's two or three Texans got up and saluted when they started that. So I don't know. You know, I was speaking about getting old a while ago. There's lots of ways to tell when you're getting old. For instance, just watch out when your wife says, honey, I think we ought to fix up the spare room into a den for you. You know, a place you can go and snore peaceful. Brother, you're getting old, then. Another sure sign is when a man reaches a time that he grabs for his bedroom slippers instead of his ever-loving missus, well, he's just shoeing his feet to walk the last mile. So, some men show their age by getting careless of their appearance. I had a cousin once who was, he was so careless of his appearance that he wouldn't come home for weeks at a time. Well, I guess I better spruce up my appearance here, because it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Well, today's Buttram Bonus is a poem. Poem by a Chicago woman, Mrs. Dot Aaron. It's one of those poems that's rather serious, but maybe you'll get a good thought out of it. It's called The World Is Mine. Today, upon a bus, I saw a lovely girl with golden hair, and I envied her. She seemed so gay and not a worldly care. When suddenly she rose to leave, I saw her limping down the aisle. She wore a crutch, but on her face she also wore a smile. Dear God, forgive me when I whine. I have two legs. The world is mine. And then I stopped to buy a paper. The lad who sold them had such charm. I talked with him. He seemed so glad. If I were late, it wouldn't do any harm. And as I left, he said to me, I thank you. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk with folks like you. You see, he said, I'm blind. Dear God, forgive me when I whine. I have two eyes. The world is mine. Later, walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. She stood and watched the others play. It seemed that she knew not what to do. And I stopped a moment, and then I said, "Why don't you join the others, dear?" And she looked ahead without a word, and then I knew she could not hear. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two ears. The world is mine. With legs to take me where I'd go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I should know, oh God, forgive me when I whine. I'm blessed indeed. The world is mine. Well, that's a thoughtful poem there, our Buttram bonus for today. Now I think the Jack Halloran Quartet has a favorite old song for us here.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way.
Many were the wild notes her merry voice would call.
Oh, many were the blithe birds that warbled them all. Jeannie with the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer air, floating like a vapor on the soft summer.
Well, thank you, boys. Mighty fine there. Oh, folks, we hate to go, but the clock's staring at me again. Just remember to buy some double mint from your friendly dealer today, will you? Keep a package handy, regular. This is Pat Buttram, and ladies, please keep this in mind. When you go shopping for a fur coat, remember the cost of living has risen for mink, too. Goodbye, folks. Drop back with us tomorrow, will you?
Wherever you go, go with radio and the CBS Radio Network.